Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, March 22nd. Kind of looks like more of the same today as corn and wheat grind slowly lower to the prices we were at the beginning of the year, and soybeans continue to move sideways as we wait for next Friday's planting intentions report. So let's first take a look at corn. May finished down 2.5 cents at 358¾ with a low of 358¼. Support in May comes in at the January 3rd low of the year, 357½. Resistance above the market at 370½. FC Stone came out today. They pegged the planted acres for corn at 91.6 million. That's versus 94 million last year, but 1.6 million above the Ag Outlook Forum's estimate of 90 million. There is news that Mexico is negotiating with Argentina regarding corn purchases, and also rumors that China booked some corn out of the Pacific Northwest. Crops that keep getting larger in South America. Estimates for AgriConsult has Brazil's corn production up to 98 million metric tons. That versus the USDA's estimate of 91 million. Another South American crop scout has raised their estimate on Brazil from 86 million metric tons to 88 million. So again, the big crops down there seem to be getting bigger. Moving to the wheat, we've got May finishing down 4¼ cents at 422¼, with Kansas City May finishing down 5¾ cents at 432½. Now support in the May comes in at 416¾, and in Kansas City at 425. Funds came in short about 114,000 contracts of wheat today. May have added 3,000 to 5,000 contracts during the grind lower. USDA this morning announced the sale of 120,000 tons of hard red wheat to Saudi Arabia. And at this time, U.S. Gulf wheat is the cheapest origin in the world. So we will have to see how this pans out moving forward. A lot of this break again on the expected better weather and the hard red wheat belt. But the question is, how low can we go with the lowest planted wheat acres in 108 years? Moving to the soybeans, we've got May finishing down 1¾ cents at 9.99¾. November up 0.5 cent at 9.98¾. The support in May comes in at 9.91½. Resistance 10.48½. Funds came in long about 95,000 contracts of beans today, probably about even on the day. USDA did announce for the first time in quite a while, actually, a sale of beans to China. They bought 120,000 tons. And looking again at the South American estimates, AgriConsult has raised their Brazilian production estimate to 111 million metric tons. That's versus the USDA's 108. And another South American crop scout raised their estimate up to 108 million tons from 107. So again, we will see what happens when the beans finally break out of this range they've been in for almost 2 weeks. That may not happen until we get that report. In outside markets, we've got the dollar weaker but having not much positive effect, down 10 points at 99.51. Crude oil weighing a little bit on the market, down 10 cents a barrel at 48.14, but over a dollar higher than the low of 47.01. Stock market trading down about 20 points at 20,650, and we've got gold up $1.40 an ounce at $1,249.40 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have any questions, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.